item.
Item 148, accept bid of Paul Brothers, Inc. for the Willamette Park redevelopment project for $934,087.
Now it's afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Larry Palat, Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Paul Brothers, Inc. for the Willamette Park redevelopment project for $934,085.95. The original engineer's estimate on this project was $960,000, and the Bureau's confidence level was moderate. The project was advertised on the city's electronic procurement system on October 10th. Bids were opened on November 28th. Five bids were received in response to the solicitation, and Paul Brothers, Inc. is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $934,086.95, which is 2.7% under the engineer's estimate and includes all bid items in the original estimate. The Bureau of Parks Recreation, along with Procurement Services, identified an aspirational goal for certified disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business contractor and supplier utilization of 20% of the hard construction cost for this project. Paul Brothers, acting as a prime contractor, identified the following areas as opportunities for subcontracting: concrete work, trucking, fencing, signage, hydro seeding, and metal fabrication. There is $271,290, or 29.1% of certified firm utilization on this project. It is apportioned as follows: DBE subcontractor at 12.0% and WB subcontractor supplier participation at 6%. Together, they're apportioned as follows: WBE fencing, signage and insulation and manufacturing of precast pavers at $72,400. DBE, which is disadvantaged business enterprise, concrete work and trucking at $112,090. And an ESB at metal fabrication and hydro seating at $89,600. Paul Brothers is not a state certified DMW or ESB contractor. They are an American corporation and are in compliance with all city requirements for contracting.
Thank you.
A little better on the spread.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Council questions?
You know, I think we've, I seem to recall we've had this discussion before about Paul Brothers, but. What's the significance of the fact that they're not a state certified, but they have EEO certification and are in compliance with our equal benefits program? So what's the distinction you want us to track on that?
The state certification, Commissioner, is the disadvantaged, the minority, the women, or the emerging small business, narrow category. EEO is a federally mandated piece of equal opportunity employment. Essentially, anybody who's going to be in business now after so long is pretty much going to be EEO certified, but essentially we cannot do business with them if they are not EEO certified. The equal benefits part is part of a resolution from, I believe it's 14 years ago, requiring that firms that offer benefits to employees and their spouses do not discriminate based upon any kind of sexual orientation or any other qualifying event. Relative to their employment. So they really are very, very different. And the last two are requirements of the city for us to engage in business with the firm.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any public testimony on this item?
I get the sign-up sheet.
I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Please call the roll, Carla.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your partnership on this. This project is funded partly by the Water Bureau and partly by Portland Parks and Recreation. Thank you for doing the procurement. I'm glad to see over 20%, which obviously surpasses the goal, and also that the disadvantaged businesses and the women businesses are the majority of that allocation, so that's good. The Parks gave a presentation on this project in November. It involves the entrances to the park and Greenway Trail to create better separation between bicyclists and pedestrians, construct new trails to create an additional looped walk for park users, and moving the dog off-leash area. So thank you very much. Looking forward to getting it done. Aye.
Fish?
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it as well, and it will join a brand new pump station, which is going to be quite a community resource. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report's accepted. Thank you.